Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now for a little dessert after all that today. Here to help us wrap up our show with some fun and games, as he's doing every day this week, is the Ask Me Another puzzle guru, John Chinesky. He's also the content manager for Trivia NYC, and you can hear him on their Q&A podcast, recorded every Saturday at One Star Bar in Chelsea. Today's theme is famous movies set in New York City. So, folks, our phone lines are open if you want to try your hand. Call us at our on-air number, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Get two in a row right, and we'll send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. How about that? How confident are you in your knowledge of New York City cinematography? Very confident? Great. Give us a call. Just a little confident? That's okay. Give it a shot, 212-433-WNYC. Call in on the air. If you get two questions in a row right about New York City movies, you will win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book of your very own without even becoming a member, which we hope you'll do too. 212-433-WNYC if you want to play. 212-433-9692. Hi, John.
Oh, hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. That's me over here.
Oh, yeah.
You want to explain today's game?
Well, today is the anniversary of the premiere of King Kong at Radio City Music Hall in New York in 1933. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give the listener a choice between two movies that were filmed at least all or in part in New York, and they can choose which one they want to try to answer two questions about.
All right. We've got 5 minutes for this today. Let's see how many we can get through. Jack in North Brunswick. Hi, ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go, John.
Hi, Jack. Would you like questions about the movie Big or When Harry Met Sally?
Big.
Big it is. Okay, here's your first question. In the 1988 Tom Hanks comedy, Hanks and Robert Duvall meet and bond in a dance routine on a floor piano in what bygone Fifth Avenue toy store?
You said Robert Duvall. You meant Robert Loggia.
I'm sorry, Robert Loggia. You're right. Sorry, that's a... Ooh, thank you.
F.A.O. Schwartz.
F.A.O. Schwartz is correct.
What other defunct Fifth Avenue toy store would there be?
Right.
And,
well,
for the correction, we're going to give you an activity book already.
Let's do it, yeah.
So you got another question for him?
Yeah, let's try this one. At the end of Big, Josh Baskin tracks down the fortune-telling machine that granted his wish at the fictional Sea Point Park. What government-run amusement park in Westchester stands in for Sea Point Park?
Government, I don't know. That's Freedom Land. I have no idea.
Oh, Freedom Land. That's a good historical Bronx reference, not Westchester. Hang on, Jack, because we're going to send you an activity book. All right. This is a good obscure one after F.A.O. Schwartz.
Yeah, Sea Point Park is played by Rye Playland.
Ah.
Yeah.
What else would it be? All right. Brian in Brooklyn, you ready for a question?
Yes, I'm ready.
John, go.
Hi, Brian. Would you like questions about When Harry Met Sally or Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters it is. In the 1984 film, Venkman tells Stance, "I believe we were destined to get thrown out of this dump," in a scene just a few steps from the alma mater sculpture on the campus of what university?
Columbia.
Columbia is the dump. Yes, congratulations. That's one for you. How about this one? In the 1984 film, Rick Moranis' character, Louis Tully, runs into Central Park to escape a monstrous terror dog and is ultimately ignored by diners at what landmark restaurant?
Oh, Tavern on the Green.
That is correct. Ooh. Congratulations.
Brian, hang on. We're going to get your address for an activity book, and we're going to go to Lori on the Upper East Side. Hi, Lori. Ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hit it, John.
Hi, Lori. Would you like questions about When Harry Met Sally or The Godfather Part 2?
All right. I'll challenge myself. I'll try Godfather Part 2.
Very good. In the 1974 film, Robert De Niro as young Vito Corleone walks along rooftops to tail extortionist Don Fanucci as his target walks through the crowds at what famous festival?
San Gennaro.
That is correct.
San Gennaro Feast.
Yes, very good. San Gennaro Feast is right. Here's the second one. Vito Corleone is not the character's real name. He is born in Italy as Vito Andolini, but upon arrival in the U.S., an official changes his name at what historic New York location?
Ellis Island.
That is correct. Congratulations.
Lori, hang on. You've won yourself an activity book. We'll get your address. Joe in St. Albans. Ready to play?
Yes.
Hit him, John.
Hi, Joe. Is it When Harry Met Sally or Men in Black?
Harry and Sally.
You got it. Number one, I'll have what she's having. In 1989's When Harry Met Sally, Sally demonstrates superior acting skills for Harry while they're having sandwiches at what iconic New York restaurant?
The Great Katz's in downtown.
That is great, and you are great for getting it. Here's the second one. Harry teaches Sally how to talk funny in the Pepper and Paprikash scene at the Temple of Dendor, which is located in what museum?
Jesus. I don't know, but I'm going to say the city, the Museum of Natural History.
No, I'm sorry. It's the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Metropolitan.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Thanks for playing.
Okay, no problem. Have a good day.
You too, Joe. And I guess we don't quite have time for another one. So you know what we'll do? Why don't we preview tomorrow? Because tomorrow you're going to come for a longer stretch since
right.
It's the last day of the drive. We'll stretch it out some in the 11 o'clock hour with John Chinesky. Do you know already what you're going to do?
Well, I thought we'd do a little bit like a sort of a tasting menu, a little bit of On This Day and a little bit of – we have something that we do called the countdown round where I give you clues, five clues, and each clue gets progressively easier.
So that'll be something we can do when we have a little more time, because it'll take some time.
Yes,
with
exactly.
Each caller, right? Okay, John Chinesky is content manager for Trivia NYC. He is the puzzle guru on NPR's Ask Me Another. You can hear him on the podcast Q&A recorded every Saturday at One Star Bar in Chelsea. And he is the designer of the many times mentioned in the last 5 minutes, because so many of you were so good at this, Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Talk to you tomorrow, John.
See you then.
And talk to all of you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show coming up right after the news here on WNYC.